Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022. My guest is Mark Finn, the Training Resources Coordinator with the Canadian Pork Council. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022, you discussed new training resources for swine barn workers. First of all, what prompted the development of these resources and what were the goals?
Yeah, so the resources were really a product of realizing that there was an opportunity to have further collaboration nationally between all the provinces and producers across the country on developing resources that really apply across the country. And so we have a number of different topics that we cover in those resources. And we brought in the right expertise from across the country to develop that content and review the final products.
What do these resources consist of, and who actually was involved in the development of them and in what roles?
Sure, yeah, like, I mean, we have resources in the format, like, we have a lot of video resources, training video resources we produced. We also have some written documents, posters, and those sorts of things on different topics. And so, like, overall, we've produced over 100 different resources by the end of this project. And what we did is, for each of the different topics that we covered, we set up a working group of experts from across the country to help develop that content. And so it really was a collaborative effort and brought in the best expertise from across Canada to make sure that we have the best products coming out of the project.
What are the main topics covered by these videos and printed materials?
Sure. Some of the main topics that we cover, we have stuff like biosecurity, humane transport, barn operations, like how to manage, say, like a farrowing barn. Those sorts of things are covered in the topics.
Who typically would be interested in accessing these resources, and how and toward what ends?
Sure. I mean, the best way to access the resources is actually get in touch with your provincial pork organization in Saskatchewan, that's Sask Pork, to get access. And, I mean, the main target audience for this is really barn stock people, new workers, or people that are trying to learn new skills that are already working in the barns. And so I'm hoping they can be a real resource for barn managers to help train some of their barn workers.
What are the benefits of this type of approach to providing training resources, and how does that fit in with other training methods and opportunities?
Sure. Like, I mean, we recognize that training videos and written resources are not going to be the be-all, end-all, but it's a nice way to first familiarize and acquaint new barn workers with some of the tasks that they're going to have to perform. And so we really see it as a supplement and a kind of a first step before really getting into the hands-on training of these stock people. So really set a good foundation of understanding those concepts before we go and do the hands-on training.
How can anyone interested get more information or actually access these resources?
Yeah, the best way to get more information or access the resources is touch base with your provincial pork organization, so Sask Pork in Saskatchewan.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I just appreciate that how collaborative of a project this was, and the fact that we got federal Canadian Agricultural Partnership funds to be able to carry this out and make the project a success.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Mark Finn, the Training Resources Coordinator with the Canadian Pork Council. For Farmscape Online at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022 in Saskatoon, I'm Bruce Cochran.